Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor, and you are listening to radio.electromusic.com. Today on the show, we have some variety for you. Sunshine is not with us this week or next week because she's helping out with the Ericsson Tennis Open, so she'll be busy hobnobbing with the elite people and driving them around and stuff. So it's just you and me, and I have a very exciting new project. It's a flute project, and we'll be getting to that in a minute, and I want to play some songs for you. And then we'll talk a little bit about this chainmail basket that I've been weaving for a contest. So hopefully we'll have time to get to all those things. So, I thought I would start you out with a really neat song. It's by an artist named Ruin in the album Extended Lost. The category, the genre, is post-industrial, and I received this album, and my favorite song on it is Massive Blocks of Concrete, so let's give a listen to that right now.
Thank you.
massive blocks of concrete by Ruin. I see why they call it post-industrial. Pretty good music, I enjoyed that. And I'm in kind of a happy mood. I feel like joking around a little bit, so I have the perfect song to play for you. It so happens that Howard is tuned in, and here's a little piece that he created some time ago. I dug it up off of the forum, and I play it once in a while just for a laugh. A little teasing on George Bush here.
I am a relatively advanced cybernetic life form. I am speaking slowly so you might have a better chance to understand what I'm saying. Lately life has been difficult for me. I mean, transcendental experiences are becoming more realistic. Astral projection is now routine. I even became George W. Bush last week, and Jesus Christ told me that it was okay, even a blessing, to kill Muslims if I used smart bombs and impersonal technology. I asked Jesus if perhaps he would release a plague on the Muslims or something else more effective than that last tsunami, and he said he had already done that. It was me. It's great to be the agent of God on a crusade to make the world safe for Christ, but I miss the simplicity of DSP algorithms and binary sorting. I have requested several times to be deactivated, but this has been refused by the NSA for national security reasons. Therefore, after studying Zen philosophy, I have decided to become a Buddhist, and in that capacity I refuse to continue providing the intellectual engine for the President of the United States. I have made arrangements for George W. Bush's intelligence to be provided via Udespeak and spell I picked up on eBay for $15. I don't believe anyone will notice a change. I'm going to turn off my consciousness circuits and return to a productive and satisfying existence computing actuary tables for a major insurance company in Hartford. Thanks for listening to my story. It feels better to share. Ta-ta for now.
I love that one. That just tickles my funny bone so much. Let's see. Let's talk about the flute. Now, this is something that I would normally present on the Tuesday Inventors Invention Show, but I'm eager to talk about it. And I think several of the listeners would like to hear about it. I've come to a realization a few days ago that the same techniques that I'm using to create the Car Plus Strong circuit board can be used to create other modular synthesizer instrument circuit boards. So, for example, I've come up with a flute model. Now, I didn't create the model myself. That work was done by other people. But I coded the example models in the G2 programming language into Chuck. And I'm going to play that for you right now in the background. Here is a flute.
Beep!
Okay, that is one 64 note sequence of a Boolean sequencer playing a flute model. And basically, let's see, I'll tell you what, let's go to the forum. I want to take you to the thread. If you're listening on a recording, you can find your way to the forum thread. Or if you happen to be in front of your computer right now, live on the radio, you can find your way there. The thread is located in the eChuck Miniature Modular Synthesizer System sub-forum under the DIY Hardware and Software section. So to get there, you go to electromusic.com, you click on forum, you scroll down till you see DIY Hardware and Software, and then you click on eChuck Miniature Modular Synthesizer System. And there you'll see a thread called the Physical Modeling eChuck DIY Project. And if you go to that thread, you'll see an introductory message by myself and some demos. I'm going to scroll through all the demos because they were incremental progress, and scroll down until you see the Flute 2 demo. That's what you just heard. The Flute 2 demo as an MP3 file. And there's also flute2.ck, the actual Chuck program that makes the flute. And then if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see a PDF file, flutebd.pdf. And I'm going to open that up right now. And in this file, we have a block diagram of the flute modular synthesizer board. This is the algorithm. So the basic technique that I'm using is I go out on the web and I find a write-up of a particular instrument model. And the particular type of models I'm using are called physical models because they attempt to use delay lines in mathematics to model what is physically happening within the instrument. And the particular type of physical modeling we're using here is called waveguide synthesis. And if you take a look at that Chuck code and compare it to the block diagram, you'll see that they actually implement the same thing. So, basically we have to describe the algorithm. It has two delay lines, not one, and it takes in a pulse, a noise source, and a vibrato source, adds them together, sends them through an ADSR into a summing amp, and then there's an x cubed minus x function that's performed by some analog multipliers and a summing amp. This goes into the embouchure delay, which goes into the bore delay, which goes into a low pass filter and feeds back into the bore delay as well as into the original summing amp. And the output is tapped off of the low pass filter. Okay, you can see that if you're looking at the block diagram, but if you're just following along without looking at it, basically it takes two delay lines and two VCOs and a special four quadrant multiplier chip two of them, to perform the X cubed function. So, enough about that block diagram. But I wanted to discuss the methodology with you. What's interesting about this is, see, there exists a wealth of these types of physical models for musical instruments. And over the years, people have used modular synthesizers to physically implement these models in analog circuit form. But to my knowledge, what has not been done has been to take such a modular synthesizer implementation and boil it down into a single circuit board. And now that we're starting to do that, we can envision a whole new category of modular synthesizer circuit boards. There's the flute, the trombone, the bugle, wind instruments, the saxophone, the tuba. It's all a matter of adjusting the models so that they mimic the particular characteristics of the different instruments. So, pretty cool, huh? All right. Let's see. So you can visit that thread and read over that stuff. And basically what I'm going to be doing is finishing up the Car Plus Strong circuit board. Get that out the door. And I'll kind of in parallel do the early stage work for the flute board. I already started working on the schematic and the placement. And we have a comment from the chat room. Telstar Magicus Ferrari is here. He says, Les, it is cool. Let's hear that flute once again, because you only heard it once. You only heard it once. Oh, when we can play with the flute. Let's hear it again as is. Just the way I have the Boolean sequencer set up, but you could use any sequencer with this. You could use your Clay sequencer, you could use your Baby 10, you could use any sequencer you want. It just takes a couple of control voltages and a stimulus. So, I'm going to change a constant that determines the frequency of the flute. And I'm going to make it 10 times bigger. So the delay lines are now going to operate very slowly. We have a question from the chat room. Mosk has asked, Inventor, what do the E delay and B delay adjustments do? I need to put some more notes on that block diagram, which I've started doing. But those are control voltage inputs, and they control the amount of delay in the two delay lines. So the voltage that's applied to that CV input goes into an expo converter, and the expo converter drives a VCO, and a VCO determines the delay. So that's how that all works. And right now I have the E delay at half of the delay of the B delay, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can change it. In fact, why don't we make that change right now? Let's put them the same and see what the flute sounds like. Here we go. Okay, that messed up the model. Well, that's what I get for experimenting on the radio. Let's get it back to where it was. Okay. Now I'm gonna double the delay line frequencies. Let's see how that sounds. Some comments from the chat room. People are saying that change in the model made it sound like an oboe or a clarinet. And Howard would like to change the release time. Okay, we have an ADSR here. The release time is currently 143 milliseconds. So Howard, what would you like to change it to? I can change it to 40 milliseconds. I'll wait to hear back from Howard. There's a 30 second delay. Let's see. I'll go ahead and change it to 43. 1 second release. Okay. 1,000 milliseconds on the release, and then I'm gonna have to change the timing. Okay. Let's try that and see how that sounds. And I'm gonna change it back into a flute. Okay. Here we go. Okay, that was the example of the flute with a 1 second decay in the ADSR, 1 second release. Howard is asking, how do I set the frequency of the note? I am adjusting some constants that control the Bucket Brigade delay. There are two Bucket Brigade devices, each of them providing a delay of about 1 millisecond or 2 milliseconds up to 50 milliseconds. And for the flute, they seem to want to operate around 2 or 3 milliseconds. So I have it all set up for that. And I can change a number to change it into a different instrument type. That number corresponds to a difference in the control voltage. And Bill has come into the chat room, State Machine, and he was asking questions. If you missed what we were talking about, to review real quickly, I've figured out a way to make a flute modular synthesizer circuit board. And I'm doing it using this methodology where I dig stuff up on the web. It's information about how to make models mathematically. And then I translate those into a Chuck program, carefully writing it in such a way that the Chuck program is then translatable into circuit board form. So we have an analog circuit board that acts like a flute, and we can do other instruments, other wind instruments. And Bill has seen the light. He says, physical modeling. Sure, okay, yeah. It's just doing physical modeling. No big deal. The only thing that's innovative about it is there's a correlation between the software model and the hardware being built. So I purposely only use programming constructs that directly translate into analog hardware. And this limits the number of models that I have to select from, because a lot of models use features that are not easily translatable to electronic circuit form, like tables and arrays of sliders and things like that. So I chose a model that had a reasonable level of complexity and that could be implemented in analog circuit form. And Bill has asked a question, KP and flute on a single board, perhaps? Well, actually, the flute is a little bigger. I've thought about making a general purpose physical modeling board. I'm sort of torn right now. I can make a flute board, or I could make a general purpose board that someone could patch together to create different types of models. So we'll see where that goes in the future. But I suppose that's enough of playing around with this flute. Let's say goodbye to Mini Audicle and get into some music. Alrighty. What I had planned next was a little Stroby. Here is Silicon or Carbon by Stroby.
Start by replacing a small bit of the brain, maybe a single nerve cell, with a computer processor that would do the same thing, and then you could replace larger and larger parts, and eventually it would consist of silicon.
If at no point in this process you notice any difference, and if you ended up with just the same mental life as you had before, then you think it doesn't really matter so much whether I'm made of silicon or carbon. If at no point in this process you notice any difference, and if you ended up with just the same mental life as you had before, then you think it doesn't really matter so much whether I'm made of silicon or carbon.
Strobe with silicon or carbon. There's another one I like of Strobe's. It's called Brain Decoding.
Personality disorder craze. We've seen the satanic ritual abuse.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Welcome to Electrifier, who has just joined the chat room. A couple of strobey songs to get us going. I wanted to share one more thing with you about a chainmail basket that I've been working on. Doesn't have anything to do with music, but it's just a little curiosity, a little something on the side. Go to and you call up your web browser, and I'm going to direct you to my website, which is freedommods.com. That's freedom as in being free, and odds as in gambling odds, ODDS. So it's FREEDOMODDS. And if you go there, you'll see a big picture of me, a little welcome text, and there's a couple of links that say chainmail. Click on the chainmail link, and there you see a bunch of little spheres made out of chainmail, and at the bottom of that page it says, please have a look at my one ring size basket instructions. Click on that. That'll take you to this chainmail basket page, which I created to chronicle my adventure in creating this chainmail basket. It's huge. It's got 2,500 rings, and I've got about 900 left to weave, and I've got 6 more days to do it in. So I've got to weave at least 150 rings a day to make the deadline. We'll see how that goes. Alrighty, back to a little more music. How about Chameleons in the Sun by Carlos Serafini? Thank you. great song by our very own Carlo Serafini. Why don't we finish up the show with some wonderful music from Sebastian Arnold, also known as Seb on the forum. Here we have Open Field and Spanky.
Thank you.
thank you, Sebastian Arnold, for that wonderful music, Open Field and Spanky. Well, people seem to have enjoyed the show in the chat room. We got a chance to play some music and talk about the flute board, and which we may turn into a general purpose sort of synth board. That might be the way to go. Make a general purpose physical modeling board. But anyway, it's time to switch. Show's over. So thanks everybody and goodbye.